welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 12th of September, 2022. The Bible reading today is Psalm chapter 9, verses 7 to 12. The Lord reigns forever. He has established his throne for judgment. He rules the world in righteousness and judges the people with equity. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Sing the praises of the Lord, enthroned in Zion. Proclaim among the nations what he has done. For he who avenges blood remembers. He does not ignore the cries of the afflicted. Today's article, titled Trust in His Name, was written by Karen Huang. As a child, there was a time that I dreaded going to school. Some girls were bullying me by subjecting me to cruel pranks. So during break time, I'd take refuge in the library, where I read a series of Christian storybooks. I remember the first time I read the name Jesus. Somehow, I knew that this was the name of someone who loved me. In the months that followed, whenever I'd enter school, fearful of the torment that lay ahead, I would pray, Jesus, protect me. I'd feel stronger and calmer, knowing he was watching over me. In time, the girls simply grew tired of bullying me, and they stopped. Many years have passed, and trusting his name continues to sustain me through difficult times. Trusting his name is believing that what he says about his character is true, allowing me to rest in him. David too knew the security of trusting in God's name. When he wrote Psalm chapter 9, he'd already experienced God as the all-powerful ruler who is just and faithful. David thus showed his trust in God's name by going into battle against his enemies, trusting not his weapons or military skill, but in God, ultimately coming through for him as a refuge for the oppressed. As a little girl, I called on his name and experienced how he lived up to it. May we always trust his name, Jesus, the name of the one that loves us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, teach me who you are, so that I never have reason to doubt you in any circumstances I face. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.